A lot of good people got a start in journalism working for Dan Shore. Many of his assistants have gone on to become names you know here on NPR, including our producer-director, Sarah Byer-Kelly, and Guy Raz, the host of Weekend All Things Considered.
I never had the privilege of attending journalism school. I was really eager to get into a newsroom right after I left college, and I probably would have made many more mistakes on my path if I hadn't had this huge stroke of luck pretty soon after I got to NPR. And that luck was a job that became available to be Dan Shore's research assistant. Now, I was 22, and, you know, starting with a gig like that was incredible. I mean, you're working with the giant of American journalism. Well, you know, to say the least, it was an education on how and how not to be a reporter. Dan wasn't the easiest boss at times. He was actually a tough boss. And if I made an error or if I got a fact wrong, I'd hear about it. I'd come home feeling pretty rotten and beaten down, wondering whether I was ever going to be good enough to be a professional reporter. But what Dan was doing, he wasn't hard on me to be hard on me. He was doing what all great mentors do, and he was transmitting a lesson. I think that Dan would be damned if the craft that, you know, the reporters of his generation had honed would be run into the ground by my generation. And so by demanding excellence, by really forcing you to check and recheck and to do things right, he was teaching me a lesson in trust and integrity, because Dan knew that that was your only integrity as a journalist. And since that time, I've always thought about those lessons that he transmitted, that sort of that demand for excellence and accuracy and fairness and nuance and this kind of unwillingness to just take things for face value.
Guy Raz, the host of Weekend All Things Considered and one of Dan Shore's former assistants. You can see photos of Dan throughout his career on our website, npr.org. You're listening to NPR News.